Well, from what I understand, this meeting, you know, this is not, you know, we're all finding out about this today, but the Cavs have known about this for more than a week. And so this is something that they've been working through. LeBron has known about it for more than a week. And one thing you have to realize about Kyrie Irving, he signed this contract that he is on back in 2014, before LeBron came back to Cleveland. When he signed this deal, guys, he was presented with the scenario, hey, we're going to build around you. We're going to build like another Phoenix Suns here. David Griffin had just been named the GM. David Blatt had just been named the coach. They sat and they met and they said, you're going to be our guy. You're going to be our Steve Nash. And LeBron arrived 2 weeks later.
Welcome, everyone, to an emergency episode of Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. I did not expect to speak to you today. I wasn't probably going to come back until next week, and I was planning on talking about the Indians. I ignored it. The return of the Chedi Osman to Cleveland and James Jones leaving and them signing Jose Calderon and Jeff Green and all the other drama about LeBron potentially going to LA next year, but I could not ignore this. Today, the news earlier broke. Brian Windhorst of ESPN tweeted that Kyrie Irving had asked Dan Gilbert for his trade earlier this week. And despite what some people are speculating, it is very clear in the report that he writes that Kyrie Irving wants to get out of Cleveland because he does not want to play with LeBron James anymore. LeBron is apparently stunned, and the teams Kyrie is considering or wants to be traded to are the Spurs, which will not happen for a multitude of reasons, the Timberwolves, which will not happen for a multitude of reasons, the Knicks, which I pray does not happen for a multitude of reasons, Miami, which is actually laughable, and I think that actually might be the whole list. Let's just break this down a few things. The Cavs have Kyrie under control for three more years, so there's really no reason for them to make a trade. It's not like Paul George where he could be gone next year. The Cavs have him for this year and two more seasons after that, so tough shit if you want to go. Secondly, why would he want to leave? I thought everybody on ESPN, Bill Simmons, the national media was all saying LeBron is going to LA. Jalen Rose said it is a lock. LeBron will be playing in LA next year. Well, clearly his teammates must not have gotten that memo, because if Kyrie has a problem with playing with LeBron and wants to be the featured scorer and have a bigger role in the offense, apparently he just only had to wait till next year because LeBron will be gone. But oh, wait, his own teammate thinks LeBron is going to be here for the long term, so he wants out. So not only does that point a light on Kyrie for a lot of issues, but he thinks LeBron's staying long term. So all your anxiety and fears about him leaving are all just as much of horseshit as this trade request. Put those two things together. If he thought LeBron was leaving, his teammate that he plays with, if he thought he wasn't going to be in Cleveland long term, he could just stay, go back to putting up numbers and playing with bums and get his attention. I don't know. I guess he got a ring, so now he's done and he just wants to put up numbers. That's fine. So there goes that theory. Apparently LeBron was planning on staying long term, but who knows now if Kyrie's not there. Secondly, why would anybody want to pass up a chance at being in the finals every year and being a legend in terms of a team from beginning to end? He was still All-NBA, started the All-Star team this season. As a matter of fact, it's weird because it's like, who wants to be like Kobe Bryant, who I guess is his hero? I mean, let's see. You could put up big numbers, be super overrated by dumb fans. Think taking hero ball shots at the end is very important to you, and only play defense when you feel like it, and not get along with any of your teammates, and demand a trade. He's actually doing everything that Kobe Bryant did. All we need now is for LeBron to put out a track where he says, Kyrie, tell me how my ass tastes. I don't know. The Cavs got a championship, and I'm still happy with that, but the numbers for Kyrie on the court with either LeBron or Love and off the court aren't nearly as good as the ones with LeBron and Love together, because Kyrie doesn't pass. And I'm not going to get into it. He's still probably my second favorite player on the Cavs, but there's a lot of things here. Kyrie's not the player that he thinks he is. Maybe he thinks if he gets a chance to put up another 4 points a game, his perception will change. But he doesn't want to play on a team that is a lock to go on the finals every year. I say fuck him, and let's see what happens. They don't have to trade him. His hero did, Kobe Bryant did ask for a trade from the Lakers in 2007, and he stayed and won two more titles. So we don't know what's going to happen. But either way, this is very disappointing, to say the least. And if he wants to go to Miami and reconnect with Dion Waiters, let him. Unless the Spurs are going to trade Kawhi, then let's trade Kyrie for Kawhi Leonard this instant. But the Spurs aren't idiots. So if this leads to the Cavs trading Kyrie for Carmelo Anthony, not only will I be upset about the Kyrie thing, I'll be disgusted. And then I'll have to buy a Carmelo jersey to burn at the same time as I burn my Kyrie jersey. So now you've heard from me, but I have a very special guest here, my sister Abby, who has got some more to say about Kyrie Irving.
I don't know why we're all surprised by this. We have evidence that Kyrie Irving is a complete and total moron. He thinks the world is flat. He has all these other things that just prove that he is stupid. What he's doing right now is stupid.
And he didn't let any black girls on his party boat.
He is stupid. Kyrie Irving is selfish and stupid. He's going to go join a team that will be very abysmal overall in the long run of everything just to get numbers. That is pointless. He will not be remembered for anything other than making this terrible choice. Everything he did for the Cavs that helped get them to where they are today, like got them a ring and everything, will go out the window because he will become a nobody. He is stupid. I think everything that's happened today is stupid. I am very mad, although I'm not going to curse like my brother did multiple times. I am very mad, and I hope Kyrie breaks his leg.
Thank you, Abby. And I'm going to sum it up like this, okay? Kyrie Irving loves the show Friends. He's got a damn Friends tattoo on his arm. But guess what? Right now, he might be on Frasier, and LeBron James might be Frasier, and he might be Niles. But Niles is a good role. Plus, he's got their dad there in Kevin Love. They got the big three going on Frasier. You got Tristan Thompson as Daphne. It all matches up, but he wants to go to a crappier situation, the Friends of basketball, and he's going to put up bigger numbers. Guess what? Friends might have had bigger numbers, but they never won an Emmy, and Frasier was an Emmy-winning show, so he should stick around, be Niles, be happy about it, because Niles is going to the Hall of Fame, and nobody gives a shit about Matthew Perry. That's all. To who? The analogy breaks up. The point is, nobody cares about Friends, and even if he went to Friends, LeBron is still Jennifer Aniston, and he's probably more like David Schwimmer. Who's Gunther? I don't watch Friends. Friends sucks. You're ruining my analogy. The point is, he should have stuck around and been on Frasier, but he wants to go to a crappier situation. Have fun being on the Big Bang Theory with Dion Waiters and Hassan Whiteside and winning 35 games next season. Good riddance. We don't need you. You should have said something earlier so they could have traded you for Chris Paul. And now I'm extra mad I got a Kyrie Irving jersey for Christmas last year. I'm very disappointed. Have fun shooting 44% and putting up 30 a game. Good riddance. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.